This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 10th, brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. A Senate Agriculture Committee hearing this afternoon focusing on the importance of strengthening domestic markets for U.S.-grown agriculture products. Chairman John Bozeman said crop farmers have one thing in common.
If you're putting something in the ground, you're probably losing money. No row crop is currently profitable. In my home state of Arkansas, the last 3 years have been absolutely punishing. Arkansas now holds the unfortunate distinction of leading the nation in Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies. I remain committed with everyone on the committee to pursue additional financial assistance for our farmers to lengthen and widen the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program that President Trump announced in December.
Ranking member Amy Klobuchar favors E15 legislation and other means of supporting farmers.
One is E15, making that permanent and year-round. There is bipartisan support for this. We need to get it done. Bipartisan Farm Bill seems to me a vehicle where we can get it done, but there may be others as well. We can also expand domestic opportunities by investing in local markets, by purchasing fresh produce and meat from small and mid-sized farmers. We can support local supply chains and families.
The National Farmers Union wrapped up their annual convention this week in New Orleans. Rob LaRue was elected to another two-year term as the group's president. He says the farm economic crisis of the country is much worse than some people realize.
I don't think it's hyperbole to say that we will see one of the largest removals of a generation of farmers out there. And what I worry about is the fact that it's not only today's farmers that we're going to see stepping away, but the disruption that's going to happen to that next generation. Will there be somebody there farming? Certainly. But what this ripple effect of land being taken up by investment and then the way that that spreads through all of our rural communities out there, these impacts are going to be long lasting and much deeper, I think, than folks realize.
LaRue says NFU is grateful for recent assistance from Washington, but more is needed to help farmers weather this economic storm.
We appreciate the help that's been offered there with the bridge payments, as well as the earlier effort to raise those reference prices. But we need more. We need more assistance immediately. And quite frankly, I would argue that ARC and PLC are not meeting the moment right now. And if you want a safety net combined with all the other elements like crop insurance and so forth, we have to begin to have the hard questions about how that safety net should be structured for today's market.
LaRue says Washington needs to act now.
Short term, it's about getting assistance out the door. Secondly, it's about making sure that at its heart that we have a safety net that is actually meeting the moment of today. And I think that we still have a ways to go to achieve that piece of a farm bill that is needed for today's ag policy. And then beyond that, and really at its foundation, we have got to get a handle on our markets and bring some fairness back to them. The fact is that monopoly power exists all throughout agriculture. We spend a lot of time talking about it in the beef market, for example, but every single sector across the agriculture's landscape is dominated by just a few players. That, on top of all the other issues that we have going on with tariffs and geopolitical war motions, just continues to put price in the bullseye here. And at the end of that is a farmer who ends up losing.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. America's oilseed processors have invested billions of dollars to expand crush capacity right here at home, creating real jobs in rural communities and adding value to the soybeans grown by American farmers. These facilities don't just process crops. They keep value in America, strengthening local economies and connecting farmers to food, feed, and fuel markets around the world. But to protect that investment and keep American agriculture competitive, we need strong renewable fuel standard volumes that puts America's farmers and manufacturers first. The infrastructure is here. The farmers are ready. It's time for policy certainty. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.